Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
I'm Chase Ralston with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Munt from Bone Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from The Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Working class.
Steve's going to do a big, elaborate intro now because we have P. Vitti and Rhonda Vitti.
Oh.
Does it work that way?
That's good.
Does Rhonda work that way?
R. Vitti. It's R. Vitti.
We call her a Rhonda Runt.
Rhonda Runt.
She's the baby of the family.
Rhonda Vitti.
Yeah.
Oh, we're here. Iowa Deer Classic 2019 Working Class Bowhunter Booth. Round man with the square deals here on the mic. I've got Eric Nasty Boy Chops over here with me.
Right. Mullet Sprout.
Mullet Sprout.
Mullet Sprout.
And Kurt with the holes in his ears, Geyer.
Yeah.
And we're here with Pete Vitti and Rhonda Vitti. Or as you guys might know them as their Christian names, Philip Vanderpool and Rhonda Vanderpool. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic.
How you doing?
Doing great.
You can talk in the mic. Don't be afraid.
Have you ever been on a podcast before?
Never.
Welcome.
Never.
Welcome.
Have you ever listened to this podcast time. One?
You got to watch. You should be smacking on that gum.
Philip, what's up?
Hey, not much, buddy. Just good to be here.
Yeah? You're all over the place.
I mean to tell you, it's that time of year, though.
Yeah.
Last show of the, at least for
you.
A while.
Really? Yep. You're bailing on us in Ohio. You're bailing on us in Madison.
Man, I hate to, but the turkeys are calling my name.
You're a turkey junkie, man. You got to get chasing turkeys. Hey, I'm going. Sounds like I'm going to be in Nebraska.
I guarantee you, if we can make that work, you're going to be there with us, buddy.
Yeah, nice. I think I'm priority, right? Because I didn't go last year, and I'm going to have a new baby at home, so I got to get home to mama. So Phillip's going to pull some strings for me.
Are you hearing that now? He's priority, he says.
That's fine. Whatever.
Hey, can someone cook me? I'm just raw chopped liver over here.
No, nah, dude.
That's fine.
Steve's just going to struggle on those, I guess, Western boys are going to laugh at Nebraska hills, but
Steve's
going to struggle on those hills.
Steve would make
it. I'm like, oh, man, what do you guys got, a golf cart I can make up this hill?
He's on a seg.
can't win. Dude, one of those Segways. Yeah. Like, I got off-road tires put on this thing.
On a hill, that'd work out well.
Dude, this thing's two-wheel drive, man. What do you know?
You get out, lock her in.
You got a lift kit on it.
You've been on cloud nine, dude, since your buck. Your
well,
big buck.
I'll tell you what.
Southern buck.
We need to hear the story.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, that story, of course, you know, last year was an incredible year. I basically shot not one but three big deer with that Elite.
Yeah.
You know, and that new ritual, the R30, buddy.
Yeah, that's your go-to, huh, the 30?
In my opinion, that is the most complete, efficient bow I've ever put in my hands for a hunter, for me.
You like the shorter one, a little shorter axle?
I do, and I only got a 26.5-inch draw.
Hey, you know what? And that's saying something because you've been shooting bows since the dawn of time, right? You were one of the first guys to shoot a bow.
Exactly.
Sinew strings and all that.
Yeah. Me and Fred Bear, we went to different schools together. Yeah. He went to Penn State, and I went to the State Penn.
That's incredible.
50 Phillip was the Clink League basketball star locked up in the Clink? Can you imagine that?
It's all fun, man. I hope you guys we can work that out where we can be in Nebraska. We may have to do a 3-week rendezvous to fit everybody in this year.
Right.
Well, it's there with Corey.
We just I was in Colorado when you guys were on that hunt, but it sounds like we just started a tradition, yearly tradition. With everybody all rowdy in camp.
That's what I keep saying, man. That hunt was incredible, but the deer camp was.
Yeah, it was even more amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't there for those podcasts, but I was the one that got to sift through them, make sure they were all good to publish them. I'm like, dang it, I wish I would have been there.
Oh,
man.
We had a riot, didn't we?
It's funny.
It was. And, you know, we had Daryl there, you know.
Daryl Davis, yeah.
Yeah, well, there, he's kind of the lead singer there for Whistling Dixie, and he wrote that song, The Virtue, and that is a perfect song to fit in with what we do
there at Hunt Camp,
you know.
Well, he played it for us one night, and I'm like, hey, Daryl, you know, we have, like, recording equipment here. Let's put it on the disc.
Yeah, and he played on there and everything. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it sounded good, too. I mean, for what it was. You know?
For a mobile recorder, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You can get on YouTube now and listen to it. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's get back to those bucks.
Oh, big bucks, yep.
Come on, monsters.
Well, you know, obsession. you know, I live in Arkansas. We're not known there in the Ozark Mountains there in northwest Arkansas to have big, giant bucks. We got deer, but we also have very liberal hunting seasons and – our deer just don't get the opportunity to live alone.
Yeah.
And I'll try to do the short version of this, if you will. But it's been a 3-year, actually it's really 4, because I had 2 trail camera pictures of him back in 2015. It was late in January, but my computer went down. And I can't 100% verify it was him, but I know it was. Because there's only one deer that had such a huge lack even back then.
Right.
I remember you sent the, like, last year you had trail cam photos of him. You posted it. I was like, whoa, that's a big boy.
And for the proportion and size of the deer, he's probably the biggest framed deer that I've ever seen in the wild.
Really?
Even
all, hunting all over.
All the deer, I've got over 80 mounts now.
80?
Yeah.
Bow kills.
All bow kills.
Shoulder mounts.
And
how do you feel about this, Rhonda?
Where in the hell do you put them all?
It's getting a little crowded at my house.
Oh, her house.
Yeah.
Our house.
You heard that.
I heard that. He's like, now, he moved in. He's like, hey, thank you for letting me live here. Can I put 80 deer mounts up?
Man, that's incredible. I love that, man. I thought I had a lot.
Well, and I've been blessed, you know, to shoot 2 200-inch bucks with a bow.
You're a stud.
And, well, just being at the right place. One's Kansas, one was Iowa.
He's a humble stud.
Just being at the right place, you know. And the bottom line is, he's the biggest framed deer that I've got in my house.
That's impressive.
I mean.
Did you ever think that would happen out of Arkansas?
No. And I'm going to go in briefly and try to shorten this up on. It's still going to be pretty long, guys, but. 3 years. Okay, 2016, come in there. I didn't get any trail camera pictures, but I had a neighbor. I didn't know what happened to him, okay, to shorten this all up. But a neighbor of mine sent me, you remember when I posted the live video, I got the clip of him. And this is like 3 or 4 miles away from where this other picture came from.
Oh, really? Huh?
In 2016, my neighbor got one picture. It was on October 6th, and he wasn't too far from where I got him in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2017 rolled around. I thought somebody may have killed him or didn't know what
just
happened.
Just never showed up.
Yeah.
You know, just never showed up.
He vanished, huh?
And that's the kind of deer he was. Well, in 2017, when I got him in the daylight, that was in August the 4th, I believe, August 4th. He's walking through there, and I think then something had buggered him, spooked, because he was coming through at a pretty, you know, pretty fast trot. Mm-hmm. I slowed it down on the covert trail camera,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we did to show that, and that's when I was like, oh, my gosh, he has changed from where we originally had that picture from the year before, and that's when my neighbor sent me that picture.
Oh, really?
So I'm thinking, that's him, and I'm looking there, and well, just right after he walked through there is when I found the one shed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and I posted a deal talking about that. I'm saying, you know, now I've got a direction to go. I'm
right.
thinking maybe this is kind of the area, and I can hunt this.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And there's about 100 acres there. Long story short, I put 14 trail cameras on those 100 acres.
You wanted that picture of him.
He was not, man, you were not messing around.
August 4th, the next picture I got of that buck, I was gone. Rhonda has, this is where she comes into play. This deer caused her to start running the trail cameras, and we were putting some big time feed out when it was legal to put it out to see if we could get some pictures.
Uh-huh.
And she's doing all this while I'm gone.
Oh, really? He put you to work.
He did.
Well, we obviously have some other bucks showing up, and she starts getting enthused with it. And I'd already took my granddaughter, Ruby Bell, she had been running the trail cameras with me,
mm-hmm.
too. So Rhonda started going up there with Ruby, and they'd go check the cameras, and then she'd send me these pictures back. The next picture we got of Obsession was like November 21st, a one night time.
That's my
picture.
Birthday.
Huh?
November 21st is my birthday.
Are you kidding?
I'm serious as a heart attack.
I believe it was November 21st.
He was leaving
from
my
August,
party.
August 4th and November 21st with 14 trail cameras, and you get one picture of it.
Yeah.
That's
on Steve's birthday.
On Steve's birthday.
This goes to show you that this deer didn't have any rhyme or reason to be anywhere.
Hey, you know, you know what I did when I blew out my candles? I wish that you would kill Obsession.
I knew you'd turn this around.
Yeah,
I will give the round man with the square deal a hug in a minute.
That was good.
Hey. Oh, yeah. No, let me grab my chapstick. I'll be right back.
So
just you ass kiss over here.
No, you got some lipstick.
Yeah. Y'all, I get back, and Rhonda hit me up. She says, honey, you know what? And I don't mean to tell you age here, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Don't get mad at me.
Uh-oh.
She's 55 years old, and we'd never hunted together. Or she'd always supported me on it, don't get me wrong. And here we are. She said, you know, I think I'd like to hunt. And I'm thinking, well, maybe we get an opportunity. One of these bucks shows up. We get up there. She shoots her first buck with a Cam-X crossbow.
That.
I got her that
awesome.
Cam-X.
That was a nice deer.
Awesome.
I was happy about that, too. That was actually my half-birthday wish. Back in
had to split it between the two.
Yeah. It was back in, 6 months from?
So are you just hooked now? Are you just hooked on hunting, Rhonda?
Absolutely.
Are you?
I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And
what did you think? That's got to be better than you shooting one of them.
I'm telling you, though, she about drove me nuts. This buck was in front of us for 6 minutes. 6 minutes before she pulled that trigger, and he's less than 10 yards.
Oh, God.
And there was a couple little trees on which she was waiting on the right angle. Of course, I was telling her, you know, where to shoot him and everything.
Yeah.
And I think, because I'm thinking any time he's going to take off and he's going to be gone.
He's right. going right. to boogie.
She made a perfect shot. He goes less than 30 yards and piles up. Now, long story short, she decides you wanted a turkey hunt, too.
No.
And I'm kind of jumping to some.
I think she knows a guy.
She shot four gobblers last spring. got a double in one hunt.
Really?
So I've created
Man.
A monster.
Hey, yeah. That's
and
a
it's
good...
all because of Obsession.
That's
deer.
Awesome. It kind of forced you to dive in, and then you just, like, realize, I think I'm into this.
I loved it, yeah.
That's cool.
All of it. Not just the hunt, but it's a way for us to spend time together.
Yeah. It's like a weird, like, puzzle piece that builds into, like, this one big, beautiful thing. It's awesome.
And, yeah, you guys are
awesome together. I love you too. When we
I can't
you,
believe that you guys love Steve as much as you do.
This is the thing. Hold on. I got my chapstick on. So
we're good. I gotta watch Ronda around Steve. I think they. You know, I don't know here.
Steve tries to make moves on other people's old ladies here.
He does.
My wife's pregnant. I was
like,
Sam,
watch you, Sam, really looking pretty. I'm like, Sam, you're looking beautiful today. No, I
can't take you anywhere.
I'm like, Steve, leave my old lady alone, man. Get your own.
I'm working on it.
No, you're not.
My poor sister-in-law behind Steve right there.
She was catching it all weekend. I just, hey man, you can't. Hey, if you want to call Big Bucks in, you got to call him. You know, you got to grunt him in a little bit. Yeah, she's not hearing any of this.
Too much crowd. No, she's
little grunt styler.
Yeah, one of the greatest things. So you were at the Iowa Deer Classic, and this is 3 years ago is when we first met you.
Yes,
ATA 2 years ago in Indianapolis. That's when I met Rhonda, and we met, and I was like, okay, hey, yeah, Phillip's wife's really nice. When we came here to Iowa last year, we saw you, and I was like, hey, good to see you again, you know, because it's only a two-month gap. And you told me, you go, we love your stuff. We love watching your videos. You guys crack us up. And I'm thinking, I'm like, of all the stupid shit that we do, I'm like, how? How do you guys watch us? And I'm like, these guys are just so nice. And I just I hope that we don't offend you one day, but I'm glad you guys still support us.
Oh,
every time I get to see you guys,
we're in
I'm
too
so
tight
happy.
Now to offend you. Yeah. You right, have to just right. deal with us now.
And the Ronda's right kind of person, if you give her some crap, she's going to give you some crap back. She can take it and give it.
I'm starting to get a lot of crap from Phillip lately. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, man. Oh, can we tell that?
No.
No.
You can't tell that.
Steve, there's one you can always hold over him right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I told that to Larry the other day. Yesterday. He loved it.
So funny. I about tackled Phillip at ATA in the big time booth.
You did. I think I hit a nerve.
Oh, you did. Hilarious. We still laugh about that. So.
It was funny. No, so.
You had to be there. Sorry, guys, for the inside joke. So, you had to be
there. Let's get back on track.
let's get back to Obsession.
Okay, now we're going from 2017. We go into 2018, okay? Mm-hmm. And going into 2018, on December 23rd, I was going to a ground blind that Rhonda and I had set up together. We went down there and trimmed this place out down there, and it was December 23rd, and we had some cold weather come in. I'm thought, golly, I got to get up for some reason. Mm-hmm. I woke up and says, you got to go. Well, I get up and I'm dressed, headed out to my truck, and my phone goes off. My covert cell camera goes off. There's Obsession standing right in front of the blind.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Perfect.
And I'm like, yeah. But I looked at it like, if I'd have went down there just a little bit sooner.
You could have bumped him.
I could have bumped him, and that would have been it. Because this deer, anytime he suspected anything,
he's
his
gone.
Sixth sense.
Yeah.
He's gone.
And you might not even known you would have bumped him, and you would have been like,
exactly.
Where'd he go?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was going to try to shoot him because, I mean, I knew this was a once-in-a-lifetime deer there at our place like that.
Yeah.
And so January 2nd, that son of a gun lost his left side.
Left.
Lost his left side. He, of course, I'm not going to shoot him on one antler.
Right.
I thought, I'm going to have to wait now and try to find the sheds.
Right.
Well, it was over a month before he lost the other shed.
Damn.
Now,
wow. He held on to one side, that being that big a buck. He'd kick it off.
He was proud
Isn't
of
that
it.
Isn't crazy? I could not believe it. For
it.
Over a month, he carried that other side.
It must have been tight on there.
Yeah, he just wanted to keep showing it off. He was proud.
Fast forward, because we stayed out of there, obviously. And I run trail cameras year-round.
Yeah.
Coverts are out year-round there. So fast forward into 2018. It was after turkey season. Well, it was in August when I went down to check the trail cameras, okay, trying to see what I had there. I go in there August on the 14 cameras that I had out, one picture in velvet. At least it let me know that he was alive. It was on July 22nd, and he was going through there pretty fast. And it's pretty thick and nasty down in there in that timber. I mean, and that's it. We stay out of there. It's kind of a sanctuary.
Right.
Yep.
And I thought, well, at least he's alive. No other trail camera pictures. Then I started putting my cell cameras out. And then when we all went out to Nebraska, if you'll remember, boys,
yep.
Eric, you and I, we were sitting there. It's like September 14th. Lo and behold, he walks through the food plot
that
Rhonda and I had put out on this property. There's a little field back in there. We done everything by hand. I'm talking about fertilized lime, whatever. And it pinches down. Now, I'm fixing to tell you another story. That is the same piece of property back in 1990 that I shot my very first Pope and Young. I'd shot a lot of deer in the 80s, but never big enough for a Pope and Young class deer.
Hey, you know, I was born in 1990.
I know, you're telling me.
I was too.
Philip, not to make you feel, I was born in 89. Sorry. November of 89. So I barely
21st.
Made it. You barely made it.
So it's the same farm.
Same piece of property right there at our house. And not 50 yards in there is still my old tree steps. I showed this in the actual hunt later. The tree, those boar oak, whatever they call them, got in there and killed the tree. I couldn't hang another stand in there. Yeah. But I still have tree steps in there.
That's
in
insane.
That old tree, and it's less than 50 yards. That's the main reason I didn't hang the stand that I shot Obsession out of. Now I'm in this little V. So we're going in to hunting season, and he showed up on September 14th. Of course, I'm in Nebraska with everybody there. We're doing the hunt camp.
It came through on your phone.
And he had just lost his velvet, and he was in the daylight. It was 8:15 in the morning. Now, hunt season wasn't on in Arkansas yet. I think it opened the 22nd or 3rd this year. I can't remember.
Of September?
I wasn't there for the opener.
Right.
I didn't get back because I went on to Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And Rhonda and I was going to take turns. We felt like, you know, we'll take turns hunt together. And I really wanted her to shoot him.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But that would have been cooler, Philip.
I agree. But Rhonda finally put her foot down. She said, no, I don't deserve that deer. I've only shot one buck. I don't need to be shooting one that big this early in my life. And I'm like, you don't know what you're saying.
You know? Sounds to me like she does, though, because I would have been like, all right, honey.
She said, I'll shoot one of these other bucks. We had two or three more really nice bucks.
Yeah.
And she said, I want you to shoot this deer. You deserve this deer. You've got all this history with him and stuff. And, y'all, I don't know. You know, that hit me right here pretty, humbled me.
Right.
And, but she was persistent. She said, I'm not going hunting unless you're going. I want you to go take that deer. I do not want to hunt. I'll hunt after you shoot him if you get the opportunity.
The Wife of the Year award right there.
Yeah.
Y'all,
I
hunted him for 20 days. Don't get me wrong. There was times that I got close. And he was still he started showing up more, but that food plot was the game changer.
Yeah,
he started working that. He would go from there. He would cross. There was a dirt road down there, leading into our place, and he was going to other properties.
Mm-hmm.
But that became his travel route. Well, I stayed out of that thicket. We just kind of tiptoed around, or I did, and I would try to hunt him here and hunt him there. I was playing the wind. I was playing it safe. Well, next thing you know. It's October 20th. It's the first day of muzzleloader season.
Mm.
Well, I knew that some of the other neighbors through the grapevine
knew about the deer.
And was getting trail camera
pictures. About the deer.
Yeah, so people are getting all weird about it, I bet.
And, well, deer of this caliber, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't come around down there especially.
So next thing you do, she that morning, October 20th, 2 hours before daylight, Rhonda takes me down there and drops me off. I take the back way in to get in there to get in the stand, and I get in there. Well, going to there, we met the boys going to the other property. I was like, oh, they do know for sure. You know, they're going in, and I'm sure they're trying to hunt him, you know.
The
muzzle.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, as long as they kill it legal,
it's the best man
win.
It's what it is. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you can't control that.
Yeah, it's no one's deer.
That's exactly right. I did not own him.
Yeah.
And you know, for sure, I mean, he's a free-ranging buck.
Yeah.
Well, I get in there. I set all day, guys. It's an all-day set. And I get in there, and it gets right there at prime time, that last 30 minutes of light. You know how it is.
Best time of the night.
Deer 30.
I'll never forget. It's a beautiful, high-pressure day, and you just – you ever get, just get that feeling?
You just know
it's gonna something's going to
yep.
good's going to happen. I'd seen some deer off and on all day. But about that time, over there on that other piece of property, boom, muzzleloader shot goes off.
Did you cringe?
My heart sank. It just sounded like I nearly jumped plumb out of my seat when it went off. And I'm sitting there, and about 2 minutes later, again, only it was more muffled. I thought, yep. They've got up, walked up, and he's probably still trying to get up, so they shot him again.
Finished him.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm just sitting there. I grab my stretchback grunt call, my dual stretchback grunt call. I'm just sitting there. I'm thinking, ah, man. I hit it about two or three times there, and I just laid it back down. Now, whether he heard that or not, I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Because I expected him to come out if he was going to, hopefully right there. I didn't know what direction.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, I just catch movement out of the right corner of my eye, and I'm looking. It's a deer, you know, and it's a buck. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm, I purposely didn't do much trimming.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm self-videoing, guys, you know. I'm running all these cameras. Well, the first thing I do is I start trying to get my DSLRs on. I got one here, and I got one behind me over the shoulder. Well, I got them on all right, but I hit the record button too fast on both of them. But I did manage to get my big camera, my big Sony.
You have two DSLRs and a big Sony in the camera?
There, and then I got two more on my bow. I got both of them. Both the Tacticams running here. One's facing me, one's facing him. So I get them on.
He's got a self-film production crew of Philip and however many other Philip cameras he had running. It takes him 45 minutes to set up cameras in his stand. Dang, dude.
That's what drives me nuts. I have to go to the stand an hour before any normal person does because he's got all the cameras.
That's funny, man.
Oh, she gets ready.
You got to do it, though, right?
Yeah.
It's another story here, but here's the cool thing. He comes out. I got the camera on. He's there. He's about 25 yards. He's out in the food plot there, and he's quartering away hard. And I'm thinking, well, do I want to take that? I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. The old adrenaline started pumping.
Yeah,
you know. And I'm like, oh, it's really him. Because guys, I ain't never seen that deer in the daylight like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That was the first time you've seen him in person, right on the hoof.
I had seen him a couple days before, but just a glimpse, and I was in a ground blind,
right.
and I didn't get a good look at him. But now
he's standing there.
This is that twilight zone,
right.
You know, that just perfect lighting, and it's just right before you start really losing your light, you know. But he's standing there, and I'm like, oh, the sun's down. He's looking away, and I took that elite ritual, y'all. Of course, I'm shooting those Victor arrows with the Raptor tricks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got all the confidence in the world, but my adrenaline is just about, I'm shaking here. And I just remember aiming, putting that pin right in close to his ham area to run it right into the vitals.
Yeah, perfect quarter away shot.
I mean, he was quartering hard, too.
Yeah.
And I ran it, and an arrow hit him perfect. But I still, to this day, don't know if it kind of ricocheted maybe off the top or the lower part of the backbone or the ham part.
Yeah.
But it ran up into the vitals perfect. But he just
goes down right there.
And he's sitting there, and of course I'm grabbing another arrow, you know, and I'm all shaky and panicky. And by then he's over there by the covert trail camera that I had faced back this way. That's the cell camera that I had been getting him on over there, was sending it to my phone.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda's also on that, and I'll get to
that. So you're getting
him.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I shoot him. He goes down. He's right there. I grab another arrow. We don't really show that, and honestly, he was done gone. I put another arrow in
security
him, right
shot.
Up in there. Yep. He really didn't even flinch. Mm. So I wouldn't have had to done it, but I wasn't going to take any chances.
Yeah,
You stay right there, young man.
Those aren't always necessary to show either on cameras, but it's something you got to do.
I want to do. Hey, first of all, it's the most ethical thing.
It is.
To do.
We've all done it here. I've done it.
Absolutely. You want to get that. You want to take care of that animal, and you don't want them to suffer.
It's our responsibility to take care of that.
And you don't want him to get away either, you know, because I've seen deer recover from that dropping like that temporarily and get up and
shake it off. And,
And so, boom, it hit. Guys, I'm just telling you, I've never in all my hunting on a deer that I've shot myself personally, I don't think I've ever got that emotional.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to tell you because all the hard work Rhonda and I had done together, Ruby Bell's up there with her granny.
Right.
And they're up there waiting to see if anything good's going to happen. Yeah. I have Hunter Orange on. Well, anyway, I'm just going nuts. And the first thing I'm going to do is call TJ. Because, as you all know, he was hunting a big deer that he had there.
Yep.
And had a lot of history with, too. And we were both hoping and praying that we could both get our target hit list or the bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
And first thing I do, call him. I can't even hardly talk, guys. I'm just all so emotional.
Oh, for sure. I'd be crying. I'd be bawling my
eyes. I was. I mean,
I'd be bawling my eyes
out. Oh, for sure.
And he's like, dude, are you kidding me? You know, when I call him.
Everyone knows how TJ is. Yeah.
And we're back and forth. And I get a text while we're talking here, and it's from Ron. And she says, did you just shoot Obsession? I'm like, how in the world did she know? Did she hear me scream? I'm not going to lie. I was so emotional, hooping and hollering and bawling like a baby. I mean, I just had so much emotion and excitement. My adrenaline built up in me. I couldn't control it.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, for good reason, man.
And I was shaking. And so when TJ and I, of course, you know, got off the phone with one another after our little thing, I mean, I called Rhonda up. I said, how did you know I shot Obsession? She said, trail camera pictures. She said, it's got you when you are standing up. The next shot is you and Obsession in that shot. You can see both of you. The next shot is Obsession laying in his big, huge rat.
All you can see is his antlers.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Philip, you got to send me that. I need to make that the cover art for this episode.
Okay, we can do that.
Let's do that.
We can sure do it. Remind me, make sure.
Yeah.
But first, I call her up, and she says, was that Obsession? And I said, yes, it's Obsession. She said, we'll be right there. And then she gets in the truck, and then she comes down, and the big buck celebration takes place.
Yeah.
Ruby comes with us, my granddaughter, and listen, she's eat up with it.
Oh, yeah, because she helped, so she was her first, involvement, that's awesome.
Sure. Y'all, it was all that preparation, hard work. I mean, everything coming together for that moment. And, you know, I feel like the good Lord blessed me bringing that deer into our lives because it made us, that deer is one of the reasons Ron and I getting a second chance. I mean, have been together off and on 38 years. You know, we had there was part of our lives where we kind of separated and from each other there. But I'm telling you, this whole instance, bringing her, she can tell you right now, she shot her second buck this year, January 3rd here.
Yeah,
and he's
awesome.
Really, and that's another story, but it's brought us together. We love to hunt together now. Our grandbabies are part of what we're doing. We just recently purchased 42 acres there.
That's awesome. Congrats.
And she shot the first buck this year off
on
of
that
it
property.
That ever off
awesome.
That property.
That's
and
awesome.
He was a great buck. But, y'all, it just goes to show you how things work. I'm a firm believer if you do good things for good people and you do good things, the good Lord's going to give you an opportunity. He's going to bless you for it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
exactly
what happened. And this deer is a 10-point deer, mainframe. He's got three little kickers on the bases, but he's a mainframe deer. And I had him officially gross scored now, not net, gross scored at 184 and 5/8.
Woo! Congrats, man. That's a big, big buck.
Yeah. We do not have deer like that where are we from. I'm just telling you.
Were people freaking out down there about this buck?
Listen, we had a house full that night. Didn't we even listen to this. The neighbors up there, evidently, I done the live post where I went live with him out there.
Yeah.
They seen that. Our neighbors came in, drove into the field back there where we're at. all these people are back there
partying out there.
We're having the big buck celebration
right in the food plot.
That is the truth. Right in
right
the big
food plot.
Right in the big time yeah. buck brunch
buck
food plot.
Funny story about that. The buck brunch. Me, you, and Nate,
Jose.
We all killed within 72 hours a buck in a buck brunch.
Food plot.
Food plot. Yeah. Joe Humphreys told me that.
And is that right?
Yeah, because no he called me. That's why he told me about that. I was like, that's wild.
That's wild.
I'll tell you.
Like a 72-hour
awesome.
Period.
That's a good story, Philip.
That's an awesome
a good,
story.
Wholesome hunting story.
I love that.
Well, guys, you don't very often have – I don't own big pieces of property. Mm-hmm. I'm not –
And everyone probably thinks
you know,
that you do. You know what I mean?
And I have to depend on luck, the good Lord and luck and other people involved. But she helped – Y'all, I mean, what a true sport to just put her foot down to tell me I'm not hunting until you shoot obsession or something, or, you know, so we know something happened to
right.
me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going until. And then, of course, she ended up shooting an incredible buck on her place, a deer that we had a couple of trail camera pictures there. Again, he's one of them. He showed up on the covert cell camera.
Mm-hmm.
We went in, put the blind up midday. The next morning, she shot that buck out of it.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
Incredible. And it goes back to, you know, everything that we do, the hard work, the preparation. But that's what makes it special. It's about the experience.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
You know? And yeah. I'll never be able to shoot another deer like that in my area. But at least I got to do it one time. And
yep.
we're hoping there's another buck. We hope he got by. And if he does, she's up to bat first.
Awesome. Nice.
I mean, plain and simple.
It's a pretty good deal.
Awesome. I hope that happens.
You know.
So this is Mount 81. No, well, your deer are mounted too, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah.
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 So
are you guys running out of room yet?
Yeah, how do you have 80 deer?
No, where do you put them all?
I've got some. I ain't lying. I've got some sitting in the floor, and I've got. I don't know how many at Josh Kinder's, my taxidermist out of Missouri, there with big piney taxidermy. And Lord, I bet he's got a half a dozen. No, he's got probably 10 or 12 mounds.
I don't even have room.
He's behind on. We got to get after him.
Yeah,
that's behind it.
Like, no kids, no grandkids. Photos, just
no,
all
no
Philip's
room,
deer.
All deer.
That is hilarious. Yeah, we have.
I told him he's going to have to start taking some of his smaller ones down to make room for my big ones.
Oh,
shit, that's it.
Go.
That's a good deal.
There you go.
Hey, it's some of those are a little dusty. Philip, we'll take them off and we'll put them in the grandbaby's rooms.
That's yeah, she's like, now, Philip, we gotta take this one down. I'm going to put a real one up there this year.
Yeah. That's incredible.
I'm all
so
about
awesome.
It. But no, it's really made us closer as a family,
yeah,
honestly,
good.
Yes. But
that,
awesome.
Yeah, that is really awesome. Well, tell people where they can watch all this stuff. I know they know, but.
Well, you know, we have several places that we go with our footage and stuff there for the most part, you know. And I own and operate the Virtue, and TJ's my right-hand man. You know mm-hmm. that, guys.
Oh, yeah.
But we do everything through Carbon TV. And basically, they can find the Virtue TV on Carbon TV. The cool thing about Carbon is, hey, you can watch it anywhere, any place
yep.
that you want to watch it, and everything is archived. We've got about 150 shows now. We're going into
That's
our
crazy.
Sixth season.
Damn.
And it's called The Virtue.
Yeah.
You know, and, of course, we work with Realtree Monster Bucks on the DVD. We work.
Yeah.
We're doing some stuff with Hunt Channel now. We're YouTube, and then we're looking at Amazon Prime.
Oh,
we're
really?
That's so awesome. Yeah.
And,
everywhere.
You know, Respect the Game uses everything pretty much that we do on the Sportsman Channel. So
mm-hmm.
we have such a great relationship with those guys,
yeah,
the Outdoor Group. And,
yeah.
and they, mm-hmm. they sponsor partner us with all 9 brands.
Yeah,
tremendous
that's incredible.
Group of guys. And, yeah, we're blessed. And,
yeah.
you know, it's not about Philip Vanderpool. This is about the Virtue. It's about everybody mm-hmm. that's involved. We you know. We love to give back to special needs kids, to veterans,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
anybody. TJ hopefully is going to be a little more healthy going into this year after
mm-hmm.
his accident.
Yep.
So, and I'm hoping this fall, guys, that me and him get to – our plan is for him and I to hunt a little more together.
That's awesome.
And Hey, I want to see. Hey, I want to see him when he shoots an old sad daddy.
Oh yeah,
the old sad daddy.
Hey, rumor has it he's coming to hunt with us and Austin Chandler and Ross Bigger in our area for turkey season.
Okay, cool.
For a weekend in Illinois,
that will be fantastic.
I told him my daughter's due April 22nd, and he's coming just after that.
Okay,
so I'm like, I might be there a day or two. I'll run around. I'll film. But dad is going to have to cut out early.
I got dad business handled. He shows up with his white New Balances.
Yeah.
He got one kid turned into a dad.
Jean shorts and ready to rock.
Jean shorts, dude, ready to grill. I got a grill, guys. That's my thing. I'm a griller now.
Well, thank you, Philip.
Hey, thank you, guys. I look forward to hunting with you this fall. And
yeah.
We're going to have some good times. Steve, Eric,
Rhonda.
I'm counting on Nebraska.
Nebraska, yeah.
Let's do
Me
it.
Me and you both. Buddy.
Counting on Nebraska. Wasn't that a Bruce Springsteen song? I'm kidding. I don't know.
Hey, can you sing a little of that for me?
Yeah, give us a little sample. Right. Come on.
Counting on Nebraska with my buddy PV. Gonna kill a giant sad daddy. That's all you get.
That's it.
All right.
That'll work. That may be the new theme song for the Virtue.
Yeah, gotta hear Daryl Strawberry, whoever that guy was.
What's closer there?
Yeah.
Go shoot your bow. Later.
Later.